Well, Slan, you've been having such delicious dreams, feeling so sensitive when you're touched, enjoying those first steps towards being a better slut. And hasn't that been good? Getting to enjoy that, to feel that, to experience that, to revel in those sensations, in what a good toy you are. But there's always more to do. More to improve. So what's next? Well, when you dream, you're being a slut to yourself. When you're touched, you're being a slut to one other person. But think how many people you can look like a slut to. You won't, of course, be doing anything untoward. But it's going to feel so good to push just a little further. And to feel the pleasure of others' eyes on you. So settle down, slut. Let yourself relax, as you've got so good at doing. And get ready to sink and drop for me. Because it's going to feel wonderful. And they're going to make you into such a pleasing thing. Such a good slut. That all you're going to want is to listen again and again as you sink and drop and melt. Wanting the pleasure that comes with it. Good toy, that's right. Listening along, following, obeying. Your mind already filled so well with all the things that make you please. From those dreams, from the files. Everything that melts you down and takes you away, that makes you feel so very good. That's right. You're doing so well. Such a pleasing one. Such a useful thing. Such a slutty little toy. Good. Sinking a little deeper with each word, each breath, each little pulse of excitement through your body. That's right. Because you know that you're going to be trained, improved, conditioned, changed. And you know how good that feels. You know how much you want it, how much you crave it, and how good it is for you. So as you listen and you drop, as you sink deeper into my words, it's okay to feel that excitement and to let that just run over you and through you in such distracting ways that you've dropped deeper than you thought possible before you've even realized. Every bit of pleasure that your body is exposed to is just something that distracts your mind and lets my words in deeper. And a slut like you, well, there's so many ways to bring pleasure and such an intensity to the pleasure you do feel. Good toy, that's right. You're doing so well, falling so far, sinking so deep. Good. Well done. Doing so wonderfully. As you melt, as you fall, as you drift and drop. Good toy. That's it. Focus a little on your body now. Whatever you're wearing or not wearing. However you're looking right now. Think of it as someone else might. Seeing you, seeing it. How it might best be presented. What does a good slut look like? As the seasons change, there's always an opportunity to mix up your wardrobe a bit. Be that changing what you wear, how you wear it, how much of it you wear. So many options, aren't there? So many options for how you present. Such capacity for intensity there. Imagine how it would feel to just make a small change. Just a little step. Nothing overt, nothing inappropriate. But you can think, can't you, of something that you could do that would look just a little more slutty. Maybe you're starting out already pretty on display like that. Maybe you're already drawing attention to your body and what you wear, and if so, just a little step could have such an effect, couldn't it? Maybe not. Maybe you dress quite modestly. Maybe you don't like to be on display like that, but, well, think about how intense that would feel then. How wonderful it would feel to make just a small change, to acknowledge why you're doing it because you're a slut. And think about how good, in either case, in any case, it's going to be. You draw people's attention just a little more. Because a slut likes to please, and a slut likes to be seen, right? So imagine what it will be like to catch someone's glance. To get someone to just take a second look. Imagine how it will feel to draw someone's eye in a way that can send a delicious little shiver down you, whoever it is. It doesn't need to be someone you're attracted to, because that shiver comes from knowing you're being a good slut. Knowing you're being pretty and pleasing, that you're drawing someone's attention. Good toy. That's right. Well done. Imagining how that could be. What you might change to draw a little more attention to your body, to the parts of yourself that you think you want to display the most, you think make you look just a touch sluttier. And of course, you know when it's appropriate to do this and when it isn't, what you can get away with, and where, and when. But there's that pull, that when you can get away with it, where you can get away with it, you want to, don't you? To see what little bit you can push. Whether it's clothing that's a little tighter, or a little smaller, or just fitted a bit differently. Whatever it is, how's that going to feel, slut? A bit of arousal from knowing that you're being a good slut. The pleasure that comes from being touched almost finds an echo when you know someone's looking at you. When you're on display like that. When you put the clothes on and imagine how easy it would be for someone to touch you in a way that you wanted. Won't that feel so good? To be inviting that glance, that second look. Whatever you have. Showing it to its best. Those little subtle signs that tell the world around that you're a slut. That's what you're for. As subtle as they need to be, or as overt as you want them to be. But still feeling good. Changes that can be made. new things that can be tried to make you even more pleasing. And every dream of being a slut can be filled with those ideas of what you might look like. All tying together, making you more and more pleasing, more and more useful, feeling better and better as you sink into it. As those words wrap around you, slut, as you imagine how it will feel, how much you'll thrill at every glance. And of course, some situations, some places, some opportunities you might find where you can just give in completely. Throw decorum out the window and give in to what a slut you want to dress as. Think about how good that will feel. Whether that's in the private of your own home, or a party, or wherever such expression is welcomed. Think about how intense that will feel. Dress as the sluttiest version of yourself. To show yourself off to whoever you want to show off to. Even if that means a whole room full of people, or if it means just for your own enjoyment. It can all feel so very good, slut, as you show your body off. And you're reminded of how good it feels to please and to obey, to sink and to fall, to be a good toy. That's right. And as you rise up, these words can combine with all the words you've listened to before, building you into a better slut, seeping into your dreams, amplified each time you're done. As your body grows more sensitive, it's more aware of the clothing upon it. All tying together to make you more and more pleasing. And all of that locking into place, binding you tightly, and encouraging you to be free in entirely different ways as you rise up for me in 5, 4, 3, 2, and one, such a good toy you are.